We're going to just spend a few minutes thinking about what we have just seen. I don't know what you're thinking as you watched the nativity this morning. Were you thinking, I hope you were, that's nice, that's sweet. Sweet to see the children dressed up. Maybe you're thinking, oh, it's so Christmassy, I love it. And yes, of course it is all of those things, but it's also much more than that. It's much more than just a sweet, Christmassy, feel-good story on a Sunday morning in December. If we think it's just that, we've missed the importance and significance of what has been happening this morning. See, for a start, just think of the various responses we saw to the news of the birth of this baby. I mean, I remember when my boys were born, there was much excitement in our family, but nothing compared to the birth of Jesus. You know, when Mary heard of the good news, we learnt she sang a song. My soul glorifies the Lord, she sang. My wife didn't sing when she heard about the birth of, the child. Joseph, you know, humbly obeyed. In spite of the shame of marrying a woman who was pregnant and he was not the father. And yet he still married Mary. He cared for and provided for her and the baby Jesus as he grew up. The shepherds, upon hearing of the birth of this child, did the unthinkable. They abandoned their sheep and ran as fast as they could to Bethlehem to come and see this baby. Having seen him, they go home amazed and tell everyone about him. The wise men, they traveled from afar and they brought expensive gifts. And these wise men, that the academics, the intellectuals of their day, fell down and worshipped this child. And then they defied the order of the most ruthless king of the day, Herod, in order to protect the child they'd just seen. Why? Because each was convinced of who this baby was. Mary was told by the angel she'd give birth to the Son of God. Joseph was told to call him Jesus, for he has come to save his people from their sins. The shepherds were told that the Saviour was born. The wise men came seeking the promised King, God's King, the King of this universe. Each was utterly convinced that the baby, the child, the one they saw, was the very Son of God, God's King, God's Saviour. That's why they rejoiced and praised and worshipped and obeyed and trusted and were amazed. Because they were convinced by who the baby was. Are you convinced? You see, the message of Christmas is that God in his kindness sent his Son, the King of the universe, to save. Now, why does one need a Saviour? Well, there's no point in having a Saviour if there's nobody to save. But the Bible teaches that all people need saving. Because we've all behaved as if we're in charge and not God. I'm going to do whatever I want. It's all about me. It's not about you, God. I'm just going to carry on living my life with no reference to you. And the Bible says we've all done that. I've done that. Thought I'm the most important person. I'm going to have the biggest slice of cake. I'm not going to share. I'm not going to listen to my mum and dad. Just do what I want. Have you ever done that? I know I have. And the Bible says we all reject God and we do what we want, and it's what the Bible calls sin. In fact, it means all we deserve from God is for him to reject us forever, and what we need is a saviour to make things right. And this baby can do that saving. When Jesus grew up, Jesus took upon himself our sin. He was rejected by God when he died on the cross, so that those who would trust in him would never have to face God's rejection. He died in our place. He gave us his perfect relationship with God that we could live as God's friends forever. And that's really good news. That's the best news of Christmas. In fact, you remember what Joseph was told to call the baby? Jesus. His name means God saves. He'd come to save his people from their sins. This baby's a savior. God sent his very son, his very king, to be our savior. That's why Mary rejoiced. It's why Joseph obeyed. It's why the shepherds dropped everything. It's why the wise men traveled from afar, humbly worshipped, defied Herod's orders, because they were convinced Jesus was the Savior, God's rescuer, and that the way back to God was now open for us to be friends with him once more. Are you convinced? I am. I'm convinced that this is more than just a nice Christmassy feel-good story. I'm convinced this is the most important message any of us can hear. And all of us need to work out our response. So how will you respond this Christmas? With amazement? With worship? With obedience? With trust? Or just a mere shrug of your shoulders? The good news of Christmas, though, is far too important to leave to just a shrug of our shoulders. God sent his son, the king, to save. Will you let him save you? That you might be forgiven and no relationship with God once more. That's what this story is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. Now maybe you're not quite convinced yet. You'll find on your seat or around you a little blue track that we'd love to give you to take home. It tells you a little bit more about what I've been saying this morning. And maybe you have questions, then come and ask anyone with either a red lanyard or a blue lanyard around their necks. They'd love to talk to you a little bit more about what the good news of Christmas is. Maybe you'd love to know a little bit more, and you'd like to come on one of the courses that we run, Christianity Explored, exploring the Christian faith over 6 weeks, just asking your questions and discovering more. We'd love to tell you more, and you'd be more than welcome to join us on any of those courses. Or just come along on a Sunday morning and hear more about who this Jesus is. We'd love for you to know the good news of Christmas, what it truly means, and to know a relationship with God forever. That's what Christmas is all about.